It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest Rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2018, recorded Thursday, December 12th, 2024. Chad gets the boot. On this episode of the GizWiz, Diggity has a magic wand and a talking dancing cactus. Plus, I have another Christmas gadget that I don't even think Santa can fill these boots. All next on the GizWiz!
It's the same show with Dickie D and OMG Chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Now, and here he is, the cobbler. Dick DiBartolo, how you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir, and you?
Doing great, doing very good.
Actually, I love cobbler, especially raspberry
peach.
Cobbler.
Oh man, no peach.
Or peach, any kind of cobbler.
Raspberry, that's a good one, good one. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love cobbler. I would definitely be a cobbler if I was in the medieval times, you know. How you doing? How's this, how's the winter times treating you?
Let's see, yesterday there was a tremendous storm in the city. Charlie's supposed to get groomed, and the day before we saw the forecast and we put it off till tomorrow. So yesterday, a terrible storm and 65 degrees, tomorrow and clear with a high of 37.
Ooh. Okay.
You can't have everything.
Yeah, 2 days ago here, 75 degrees. Oh my God. It was perfect. It was the perfect
weather. Oh, that's
great. Today, it was.
Well, you never go down below 50, right?
It was, I think it was 45 when I took the dogs out this morning. And I think it got down to below freezing overnight. So I think our low was like 30, you know, like in 33, 34. It wasn't, actually, I said below freezing.
Oh my God. Doesn't that panic people down there?
Yes. No one knows how to, yeah, no, we hate it.
No.
Oh my God.
At the Miami Boat Show 1 year, Miami Boat Show is in February. They said it was going down to 42. On the news, the Miami news, it was going down to 42, and warming shelters would be opening.
Yes.
Warming shelters are open at 42?
Yeah. The homeless dress light around here.
Oh, wow.
You know, there's like a meme. There's a stereotype of the Florida man. And almost always, the Florida man is shirtless because that's how hot it is in Florida.
Oh, okay, okay.
But no, I agree. 45 is a ridiculous. That is still ridiculous.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. So yeah, weather's been a bit crazy, which is good times. Winter is rolling in. Anything else? Anything else happen?
No. You get a kick out of this. ABC is moving. And the studio is not available for me to do my two. I do two spots in December, the best of and holiday shopping. And so the host said, let's try something new. I'll just call you on Zoom and you and I will do the intros and outros. And then in the studio, I'll introduce the spot and they already have the videos of your products. So the editing team will put the thing together. So we did the two spots like in 8 minutes. It's just, hey, you want to see something really great for your car? Take a look. And then he would record, that's just great. I think I'm going to buy that. And so we'll see how
wham,
it works.
Bam, and done.
Yeah.
Over Zoom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody counting down or forgetting to run the B-roll. My last spot I did in total black. I did not see the host. I did not see my videos. And at the beginning of the spot, I said, I am seeing black. And they said, video will come. And the show started.
You never got video.
And the show ended. And I said, you know, guys, I had no video for that entire segment. And the guy said, oh, we forgot to hit return video. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
That's showbiz.
You're muted. It's like the same as you're muted. Yeah. But in a professional setting, when you are, have a paid technical director.
Exactly.
So.
Anyway, we can jump into gadgets.
Let's see some gadgets.
Gadget number one I love.
Ooh.
It's Christmas, so Dennis and I went to the warehouse and got, ta-da, the Christmas tree from Pride and Glory, a movie, I think, from like the 1980s with Colin Farrell and Edward Norton, all right?
The
it's
famous.
A policeman. It's like New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve, I guess, and he's on a boat looking across at my houseboat, and this tree is in the window, and he's thinking, he's all alone. And then when, and it was in July, okay, when they shot it. And then the people,
speaking of weather,
who set the boat up, said, you want anything? We're throwing everything out. And I said, can I have the fiber optic Christmas tree? And they said, please. So that's where that came from. But I thought we'll have a tree lighting because on Amazon, I found the Merry Christmas light wand, wireless remote control, little wand that lights up. I guess it plays music. So this is the kit. You get this. So this goes in the wall and then your Christmas tree goes in there. And then when you wave the wand, you secretly push this button and that'll light the Christmas tree. And I assume that this is a button. If you lose your wand or you're near the tree, you hit this. So I'm going to show you because I had to go find another video because there's no, it just says put in two AA batteries. Okay. Now, you know that they go in here because you get the screwdriver and you can see that screw. Okay.
That is but difficult.
This is, I'm going to open this.
Whoa.
Here. I sealed it and then thought, you know what? I should have videotaped it in case you do buy it. So you take this mini screw out and you are lucky.
Oh.
Because this did not open last time. Some of the foil overlaps this, and you have to be very careful.
You couldn't
break
see
the foil
anything because
the
foil
compartment door open.
Was at a,
and then there are two AA batteries
the, where
in
the door
there,
opens.
Okay?
Also, so that pattern makes it so difficult.
It's so stupid. Yeah, that
to
it
tell.
Just says insert two AA
any
batteries.
Scene.
It doesn't tell you that. I thought they went in through the bottom. All right. Now,
I love this wand. It reminds me of what I showed off during Halloween.
Plug this
but
into
the
light
Christmas version.
Strip.
I had like those candles.
Let's see if I have a light strip here. Yeah, okay. Plug this into a light strip. All right. And now, you know, the tree hasn't been on in a year. So we'll see. Okay, now I'm going to plug this into this. All right, and now,
abracadabra,
magically.
Ooh. Oh my gosh! I love
wow.
the sound.
That worked great.
I love the sound
you
it makes.
It off?
Me
I don't know.
Too.
Let's see. Okay, tree. I have to say goodnight.
Wow.
I really like this. Me too.
Oh, look at this. And that is.
And that the little thing goes for like 20 seconds.
That is really neat. Now, I lucked in and hopefully you can too because it is half price, okay?
Oh.
$28. And the half price coupon, which I used, I bought this about four days ago.
The coupon was there an hour ago.
Down to 14.
Still there.
$14. $13.99. So I think this is real. I think kids are going to love this. You go, hey, kids, we're going to light the tree. Okay? It's 1 a.m. We're going to... Anyway, I think it's great.
1 a.m.
You can plug anything into
kids,
that.
Go to bed.
Yeah. Into that box. So this is very cute, and it's just called the magic Christmas light. Wireless remote control only. You know, let's just double check that. I assume. Oh yeah, that the box itself will turn it on and off without the magic.
If you lose the wand,
so if you lose the wand, or you don't want to hear that.
You don't want to wake up the neighbors when it's 1 a.m.?
Yes.
It takes so little to entertain me.
That really is amazingly
fun.
I love
it. And actually, the tree's behind me, so let's hope nothing happened between now and last night.
Oh, it worked!
Oh, that...
There we go. This
is really great fun, isn't it?
Yeah. I think Zoom between us is turning the music. I think it's auto-canceling the music, so I don't hear
it. Oh, okay.
But I can see that the tree's lighting up, and I can barely hear the music in the background, so I think that it's...
For $14, I think this is great.
Yeah. It's so funny because I use this exact thing almost every day every time we do the show with... this little disco ball. I have a little remote that does exactly the same thing.
Does it make a little sound?
No, that's what I'm saying. Literally, they just added the sound and the LED, and it does this exact, the function is exactly the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
Turning is exactly this. So that's all we're doing.
Absolutely.
The effect is really satisfying. Yeah, that 50% coupon is still there. And
that's
there are
great.
Some
that's
other, great. Like, you know, related products that are around that same price, but no, I mean, I guess no 50% off coupon. Ooh, look at this. Wait a second.
Wait a minute. Did that say two packs?
I wonder if it's two remotes, one, so two transmitters, one receiver, if that makes sense.
Wow.
What it looks like there.
You know what? That beats Scooter X Founder for $8.
Oh, wow.
But if you can get two of them on Amazon for $15.
Yeah.
That even beats.
There's the $8 one. Get out of here. Oh my God. Pop ups in the page.
Yeah.
There's that one. Yeah, I agree. So this is like basically two remotes with one wall socket.
Yeah.
And then the one you showed.
I like the little star better.
Yeah.
But the other one is a snowflake.
Two snowflakes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Is it 4.1
right, well,
that's versus
pretty amazing price.
4.3.
Gosh.
Yeah, I agree. I really like it.
Someone already has a possible title for the show: A Wonderful Christmas.
I like it. I like that one.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else on that? I think it's great. Awesome.
No. Oh, yeah, it works up to, they said 105 feet away. I actually just went down the hall into my other apartment, and then it stayed here, and I could turn the tree on and off from, at least 50 feet away. So, now this next thing, I said, Dennis, I'm going to do a couple of white elephant gifts. And he said, what is a white elephant gift? You know what they are, right?
Yeah, I do. A white elephant is like a gift exchange where it's more of a gag gift. It's not
yes.
a fancy, nice gift. It is like a coffee mug shaped like a toilet bowl. That would be a good white elephant gift.
Exactly. At Goodson Todman, we didn't call it white elephant. We just had a $5 grab bag. So... every gift, and because it was only $5, it usually was some kind of crap thing. But anyway, I found a couple of white elephant gifts, And one of them will amaze you, Chad, for what you said.
Oh,
here we go.
Holiday time, the time to give your very best white elephant gift, okay? You know, white elephant gifts are sort of like supposed to be useless or silly gifts. So I found a couple. One is useful and one is beyond silly, okay? I don't know if we could play What the Heck Is It? Because I haven't opened the box yet. And let me take a look. I could do it. Dennis, what the heck is it?
Something for a gardener to use in a flower pot? To scrape?
That's a very good guess. Yeah, it does look like that. But it is... You know what? This is not a terribly stupid white elephant gift. It's a back scratcher kit.
Oh.
All right. A back scratcher kit with lots of attachments. But you know what? You probably could use it.
A trowel.
If you had a...
You could use it for a garden.
If you wanted to garden from a distance. All right. So how does the end...
It looks like a whale's tail.
Yeah.
Do they screw off? Well, they do.
Or maybe a mermaid.
You know, this is not a terribly stupid gift. This is if you're itchy.
It's not going to fall. If it was push on, it'd probably fall off.
This one is minor itch and one is major itch.
Yeah, shaped like a little paw.
And this is if you're into S&M.
Yeah, right. That one's painful. Right,
that is. I don't know what that is.
That's deep tissue itch.
Yeah. This is where you can scratch your back from the front.
You know what? I think this is very clever.
That's your ex.
Now, we'll go check the price in a moment. All right. So that is a white elephant gift that I think someone might be able to use. This one, I'll play What the Heck Is It?
Oh, my gosh.
I'll play What the Heck Is It with Dennis and the chat room.
There's no way I pegged them.
Right. Oh, they must be the same company. Makes maybe that's their craft. Okay.
There's no way, Dickie D. I did not look at this before
Dennis,
the show.
They are.
They're urinals for Ken dolls.
Urinals for Ken dolls. You know what? That's pretty good. They are urinal shot glasses.
Oh, my gosh. That is so...
Now, these are the more gentle white elephant gifts because you can also buy, and I'm not going to show them. I didn't buy them. You can also buy toilet.
Isn't that funny?
That is so funny.
White elephant gifts.
But you said that.
But you know what?
We did not plan this, folks.
I didn't even think you could.
Yeah, they kind of hit your nose.
You can drink at it.
Yeah, they're not great.
But you know, for push pins, paper clips at the office, I think they're better. I don't think they're practical to drink from, but people could have a laugh, I guess. Let's see. So urinal shot glasses are $8. Okay, $7.99. Only four people reviewed it. It got 4.7 stars. And let's go over to. Well, you know what? The back scratcher is just $5.
It's
now $153 people reviewed it and gave it 4.7 stars. Also, this comes in a nice packaging. You don't even have to wrap it up. Okay. This, I think they, I think the box tells you you're in for something terrible.
Yeah.
That's it. Two white elephant gifts. So wherever you're giving, happy holidays.
That was so funny when you said a toilet. I said, oh, my God, that is a riot.
I cannot believe that I said that, and then it was there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's truly funny.
Yeah, but the urinals, they do look like urinals, but they're impractical.
It's the,
I think the thing is, you're just gonna laugh. And
really, the Amazon image just kind of, whoa, like that, the beer in there,
yes.
Oh my gosh. And I feel like you would have to use it as it's kind of shown on the box. You have to like hold it in the air and then.
Yes. And yes.
You have to use the spigot.
Exactly. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to drink anything.
Yeah. It hit your nose, it feels like. Yeah. So you got to have to like.
Yeah. And if you give them as a gift, also give them a roll of paper towels.
Well, just give them a roll of toilet paper, and then you'd
yeah,
like,
there
that
you go.
As-
there you go. There you go.
And then the back scratcher, I can't believe is only $5. That seems...
Yeah, well, I think it went to $6.
Oh, it did. It did. It did.
Yeah. But did. Even but though it's a nice gift.
Yeah.
And it does look exactly like a whale's tail. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Themed back.
I don't
scratcher.
Know what that silver thing is for. That is lethal.
It's maybe you if you have a lot of back hair, you know.
Maybe
you get through it.
And you want to comb it.
Yeah, exactly. These are great. Wonderful white elephant gifts. My grandmother has a golden elephant where no one can, you know, we have such a big family. We always do gift exchanges, so it's now changed into we give out gifts, but we do nice things instead of crummy things.
Oh,
so.
And it's called Golden Elephant?
Yes. So now
did
we'll
you make that up?
Oh, yeah. We made it. Yeah, this is our family made-up name. Yeah. Is,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No, this is not a real thing. We just made it up. And but instead of crummy gifts, it'll be like, you know, nice, like, blankets and, you know, coffee and things like that. Yeah. So we always fight over... nice things at our grandmother's.
Or a real urinal that you could
exactly. Those things are expensive. Porcelain these days. Woo!
Yeah, exactly.
Man. Exactly. okay, what else? We got one more.
The next gadget, just like the wand, I think it's great. Here it is.
Oh, and tell me more. How great is it?
Okay, it's a lot of fun, and it worked unexpectedly.
I saw something really silly on Amazon, and I thought, God, who would buy that? Me, all right? It is Peeboo, the talking cactus.
Okay.
Peeboo!
I believe
sounds like a
it talks,
imaginary friend.
And then I believe it has a record button. And it can say back what you say, and I believe it can record. Oh, this is so record up to 15 seconds. Oh, this is. Oh, you know what? I never saw this before.
No.
So it takes 3 batteries.
They left it undone.
But this is very clever. They leave the battery door off and unscrewed.
They should do that.
At least they don't give you a screwdriver.
Saves a lot of time.
I could imagine. It saves time in the factory. Leave it undone.
Got the bag open. And
they'll save time.
Seriously, that's so funny. That's really funny. That this is the first time we've seen that. That needs to be patented. That's a brilliant idea. Leave it undone.
Absolutely. Unless it was the guy is going down the assembly line and said, you didn't put the battery door in.
Batteries go in the bottom. You know what?
Really? I know. It seems like a mess up that I love.
And you people can check out the box. I'll look at the box here. Install the 3 AA batteries. Turn the switch on. If the volume in the dance becomes weak, replace the batteries. Oh, that's the world famous... Nectium. Oh, wow. Nectium.
Just like the Peeboo brand.
Like the people at Duracell and Eveready shaking in their boots. Okay. So I'm going to do one. I assume this will work without the battery door, without the battery cover on. 2, 3.
Whoa. Huh?
Was that it? these batteries.
Oh, we'll come back.
Oh, it's going into that mode. It's automatically in record.
It's automatically in record.
Hi, Chad.
Hi, Chad.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, you know what?
We have to get Charlie in here. And that'll freak him out. I like this a lot. This is very, very funny. If I talk fast, do you talk fast? Now you're making me spooky. So we found out that there's the buttons 1 and 2, okay? And unfortunately, it's the kind of thing where you press it and it does one thing and then hold it, it does another. But it has some built-in songs. Let me find a little. Oh, wait a minute. Did I shut it off? I think I might have. I did.
Is loud.
Yes.
I didn't expect that to be the next one. What? What?
This will drive parents crazy, but kids will love it. I mean, they're... We haven't come back to happy birthday. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you want to say goodbye to the chat room for me? And how much do you cost? You don't have you can't answer questions. You can only repeat. I think it's very cute. Very cute. We'll find out what it costs. I like it.
That is so funny. That is...
Yeah.
So now have you ever seen the video of the baby seeing this cactus?
No.
This is...
Say that again?
So there's a baby that did this exact cactus, or not this exact one, but a similar type product, and it scared the baby, and I swear that it was like a meme type thing. Cactus baby meme. Let me see. It's the same cactus. It is the same. I guess a lot of babies maybe have done this type of thing here. Let's do this one on YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
Here. Let's watch it. Oh, this is a compilation, funniest moments.
Oh, that's a riot.
No, we don't need an ad. Get out of here, Wegovy. Oh my gosh. I thought this ad was finished. What? Is this not cheating me? Do not get a skip button? Here we go. Skip. I've seen these where... Oh wow, this is 9 minutes of this type of footage? Holy moly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
But, like, this type of thing where the...
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, I had seen this gadget before, but never actually seen it.
That is a riot. Now, Dale Paco got it right when he said if there's an SD card in there, there can be a lot of music. I was trying to get back to Happy Birthday. Turns out there are 100 120 songs in there. So one of the problems is, since there are only two buttons, you're going to have to do a lot of pressing to get back to Happy Birthday.
Oh, my gosh. 120 songs and not a single one of them is licensed.
And somehow one of those two buttons is also the volume button by holding it in. So I guess it goes soft to loud and then you have to go through that cycle again to get to the volume you want.
That is so funny. That is so funny. It's crazy how many there are, because like I just go over up here.
And oh, look! Oh my gosh!
You know, it's just like a ton of them. This is one of those products that I'm sure A Factory's pumping them out, and then everybody's reselling it. Is what it? Or even look, this is like a different type.
You know what? Yes, you see that one with the, $18.
This one's the $13 version of the $18 one.
Yes, I saw a video where someone said, and here's the volume control. So the really cheap ones seem to have a separate volume control.
Okay, that's why. This is only $10.
What?
Yeah. Now, Scooter X also found it.
For $8, right? 99.
Now, it does say save. This is one of those welcome deals. Welcome, so I'm not exactly sure exactly how much it is. Maybe someone in the chat can help, but yeah, still same thing, still the same 120 songs.
So it's all the same gadget.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is a ton of songs. And there is no way that those are official. No way that, it went Happy Birthday and then Spanish Polka. Like there's no way. So yeah, that's fun though. I like it. I think it's a fun gadget. Who knows which one to buy, but fun.
I guess buy the one with the three buttons, because you have a chance at getting to the volume way easier.
Yeah,
you can only record. Caesar said, "Can you record your own songs?" It only does repeating and 15 seconds is as long as it can record.
And but it's that instantaneous.
Save anything.
Yeah, it doesn't save it.
Doesn't
it's save like buffer type thing.
Yeah.
Here's one that Tang 5 found for only 15 for this one.
Wow, okay. Cool. So I got taken. I paid $20. But I had fun.
You had research. Research is what you did. And we appreciate it. Okay, with that, let's move on to some crappiness.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. I'm not going to reveal the gadget yet. I've actually been in frame the whole time. I just noticed it's been in frame. My Crappy Corner gadget has been in frame the whole time. Let's go to the video I recorded of it earlier. So here it is.
Hey, Diggity. So here we are with another Christmas-themed gadget. And today, we are taking a look at this. Now, I did want to show you this before we got into it, because this is how it came from Amazon. And I kind of got this far, and then I was like, wait a second. I need to show you. It's taped up, but see this tear? I did not do that. Okay, this thing looks used. What on earth is going on here? I'm not exactly sure. I love the Amazon packaging. You know, we do show the packaging for most of our gadgets, and this is kind of why. Just so you know what you're getting into. So, what is this gadget? Well, it's inflatable, and so I do need to spend a moment to inflate it, but once it is inflated, this should be the ultimate drink holder party place for all the drinks. So it's going to take a moment for me to inflate it, so I'll be right back.
You mean like
the magic
thing?
Of television,
yes.
And a million breaths later, here it is, baby!
Oh my god! Oh,
this is
oh
what
my,
we were
wow.
trying to make, and hopefully you kind of understand what we're looking at. If you don't get it, here is the Amazon page so you can get an idea of the Christmas spirit that I was aiming for right in front of your house. Yes, that's exactly where I would deliver this big boot. So you'd fill it with ice and fill it with drinks. So I got some drinks just for the perspective, and I'm hoping you're imagining the same issue that I am, that this is the biggest, most cavernous space that I can ever imagine.
You mean, there's $100
so
worth
much
of ice.
Room in here.
Yes.
You would have to fill. I mean, I guess you would need like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ready ices. Like, I can't imagine how much ice you would need. I thought that maybe there would be an inflatable portion in the middle that would stop it or something. Anyway, it's like, you want a drink? Oh, get down to the bottom there. Just kind of for comparison, here's another cooler that I have. This one is just a 12-count cooler I've had for forever. You can just see, I mean, this will take a normal bag of ice. How
Put the
much
cooler
ice
in there.
It would need.
I might, yes.
In order
Wedge
to
it in
use.
There.
Yeah.
Okay, so in order to actually blow it up, there are 3 spouts that you need to hit. So this one, and this is the main one, which took up the majority of the effort. Then there's another one for the frills right here. I didn't blow this one up all that much. That's right there. And then this ring has one as well right there. I ended up using a bicycle pump to get this done, and it still took quite an effort to get done. And so it's quite a lot to get it done. Though, quite the statement piece. I don't think I would use this as a cooler. Maybe I would use it as a party decoration more than actually a thing to keep drinks in. And
I would
by the
put
way,
gifts
just one
in
single
it.
Layer of this
yeah.
plastic at the bottom there. So anyway, there we go. What a Christmas gadget. boot to you.
There you go. And let me get it now. There is the boot.
Oh, it's put ice in. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think I still have the cooler here. Let me move my keyboard out of the way. We can see.
Yeah, if you put it in sideways, yeah, it should fill up a lot of the bottom.
Let me
it doesn't go.
Remove the lid.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Now,
that's perfect.
Now you got it.
Cooler not included.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's very funny.
So anyway, here, let's get rid of this thing. It's too big. Got to continue to do the show here. Not too expensive on Amazon. Only $12 with a 5% coupon. So that basically knocks out, what, 50 cents?
Yeah, 55.
Something 60-ish.
60 cents.
Cents, yeah, exactly. So still not that expensive, good little party, favor type thing just to kind of have around the party. And if you're down in Miami, maybe you could use it poolside.
oh, that's a good idea.
You know.
Martron said, use it as a Christmas stocking because you'll get a ton of gifts.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Heck, yes.
You
oh,
need
my
a
gosh.
Big fireplace.
Put that Boy. Next to the fireplace. Yeah, exactly. Oh, you know what? This is really a cooler for a keg is really
yeah
what it is. There we go. Here, wait. Actually, I might be able to. There we go. Okay, with that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Our video is from Ian Hahn, H-A-H-N, who did our opening credits. So did them over with
so
all...
My time here at
sorry. Go on. Yes.
In HD, they look great, and he's done other stuff for us.
Yes, so I believe Chad's Crappy Corner animation.
Yes, yes,
and,
yes.
And the current intro that we use is his work.
So Ivan,
the video,
sent us a video about old technology, and this is it.
Ooh, okay.
So I volunteer my time here at a small community theater in New Jersey, and we have a lot of old props and relics and things that may or may not work anymore. But in my travels cleaning out some of our storage areas, I found this. This is a Canon StarWriter Jet 300.
Oh my gosh.
Now, when you open it up, it's a old word processor made by the Canon company. But
Canon?
The very special thing about it is, minus having full keyboard, no number pad, the amazing thing about it is it's not just a word processor. If you lift this
printer,
this is a full inkjet or bubble jet printer built in to a word processor.
That is so funny.
This folds down. The paper comes out here and goes in.
That's your tray.
Under there. Now, I'm not 100% sure how or if this works, because I do not have the power cable for this anymore.
Yeah.
On the side here, there is a knob that I thought was for audio, but it's for contrast. Of the screen and or the printer. On the other side is a floppy drive.
Oh, my gosh.
And it is very sleek, very compact, and not terribly heavy, and this came out in 1995, and if you search online for it, you can see that there's a few websites still selling ink cartridges for this exact
model. Oh my god.
Wow.
$10.99 for ink, and that gets you roughly 150 pages, so even cheaper than ink is today, you can still get ink for this StarWriter Jet 300.
Wow. That is so funny.
That is so great.
You know what's funny is I'm thinking, that's kind of useful now. Like, just to be able, like, I'm seeing the chat room say salesmen used to use these and stuff like that. I'm like, paper is still useful. And I could imagine a printer, word processor combo that, like, could store, you know, well, as with the floppies, could store a file or two. And you could bring it up and edit it and print it. That seems like the coolest gadget ever for the time. Like, even now, that seems really cool.
Yeah, Casio, I think, had one, but it was all thermal. So the printing wasn't very exciting. But that's
Ivan, great. That is really cool. The first thing I thought was in my childhood, this thing is killing me. I got to move it. Is in my childhood, you know, I'd go to garage sales a lot, and I swear I saw one of these at a garage sale. I swear that I saw one in my childhood because I remember that thing, and the one of those flaps. I don't know. There's a chance. Also, it's throwing me off that Canon made it.
Yeah,
I guess they were really into printers, weren't they, too? And so
absolutely.
So, yeah.
Now, Tang found a page. I typed in, does anybody know what the original price might have been?
This is what Tang's link is.
It came out in 1995.
Descriptions. Just some cool photos. Oh, look, this one turns on.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Look at that interface. That is actually so cool. Mostly because it looks so useful. I could imagine, like, being like the chat room said, a salesman used this. I could
absolutely.
A traveling salesman being able to invoice someone right there, print it out, have them sign it. Now you got your paperwork you need in 1995. Like, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I wonder what the original cost was. Let me see.
Dwindle has the Wikipedia page on it.
That is so neat. It mentions on this that the machine could export to DOS TXT, but would ruin all your careful formatting. So it wouldn't keep the formatting that you had done on the device when I guess when you saved it.
Oh my God! Look at the price.
Dwindle found the price. $2,499 US.
Oh, that's, my God.
That's like MacBook Pro with what?
Yeah.
Is it the M5 Mac? I don't even remember which M series chip we're on now.
Oh, my God.
And that was in $1995. So,
yeah, that's 29 years ago. Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I just need to see what could $2,500 buy you now on a MacBook. I need the buy button. Here's the buy button. Apple, please fix your website. Wow. Okay, we got to go to 16 inches. And there we are.
Well, there you go. That's the exact price.
The 14 core with 24 gigabytes of unified memory. What is the M4 Pro? Yeah, that's the modern day equivalent.
Solid state storage. But it doesn't print.
It doesn't print. Doesn't frickin' print. Really cool, Ivan. Thank you. Yeah.
And Ivan has a side website, had nothing to do with technology. He has a channel where he reviews and rates snacks. So there it is. So it's on YouTube. And it's called
The Snack Guy.
The Snack Guy. Okay. So if you're interested in snacks, you can check out his. Oh, vegan gummies.
Vegan gummies.
What?
I like this. Combos. Yum. I love combos. Who doesn't love fake pizza? I love fake pizza combos. They're so good.
So
that's great.
If you like snacks, you can check that out.
Yeah. The Snack Guy. YouTube.com/@. Do the at symbol and then The Snack Guy. And that'll be...
The Snack Guy.
That'll be them.
Ivan, thank you so much, Ivan.
Thank you. And once again, thank you for the video intros that we've been using and everything.
That's
it's been
great. It's
fantastic.
Just great,
Ivan. It's been fantastic.
It's just great.
With that, let's move on to...
Oh. Well, we're going to ask just for more videos. Yes. Okay. If you have a gadget that you hate, do a video. That you love, do a video. Or like Ivan, that you found in an attic... It's so great to see all technology that was astounding and then see the price of what it cost back then, $2,500. Mm-hmm. That's equal to a lot more now. Anything to do with a gadget, horizontal format when you shoot it, and just make sure we can see the gadget and hear you. You can be in it if you want, like Ivan, or if you're shy. Just shoot a video of the object. I'll put it up on YouTube, and there's a drop-down menu. Click unlisted. That way, only people with that URL will be able to see your video. And email that to us. mail@gizwiz.tv. 1 to 3 minutes. And if we show it, you get the latest issue of Mad Magazine autographed to you if you live in the U.S. or Canada. mail@gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
Now.
Our email is from someone you know, Chad. OMG Mom. OMG Mom is rant here. Hi, Dick and Chad. I experienced something during holiday shopping I've not seen before. I don't want to publicize it because if word gets out, other sellers might want to do this too. I purchased an apparel item for someone for Christmas. When I selected the button to add it to my cart, the box in the attached picture. Oh, she has a photo.
Yeah, she has a photo.
It's a photo, okay? A box popped up that said, do I want to spend $1.98 for free return shipping? I don't know about you, but my definition of free is not $1.98. When reading up on the details, the store allows you to return something if it doesn't fit, but you have to pay the return shipping. And so now it seems like they're convinced you might be returning it. So you should pay $1.98 up front, no matter what. Has anybody seen this before? I have not.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all.
No, I have not seen this.
This
before.
Is a marketing breakthrough where we yeah. say it's
OMG,
free,
Mom,
but
I
we
hope,
charge
I, yes.
$2.
I hope you're right. There is, is it? I forgot what website it was, but they do a similar thing.
Oh, see, like if it was named reduced cost returns.
Oh, that, yes, there you go.
All fine. Yeah, it is literally the fact that it's a lie.
yes. No, this other company did like shipping $5, and it says more reliable shipping $9. it's sort of like for $5, yes. they give it to someone and said, drop this at Dick's house, and for $9, they actually mail it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So by the way, if you're confused by this image, she blurred out some of the info. So that's what the these two portions of this image is. This is just so darn funny. Free return shipping. $1.98.
I know. That's a riot. Yeah. You're right. It should be reduced return shipping would solve
right. Or like hassle-free returns.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, amazing. That's a great product. Hassle-free returns. And then also say typical return cost, $7, whatever. Yeah. It's literally just bad marketing. It's bad. It's bad framing.
Bad marketing.
Bad writer who wrote that. No, it's not free. How dare you? Someone needs to get fired. that's ridiculous. And thanks for pointing that out. And thank you, Mom. Thanks, Mom.
Yes, that was great, Selena. Thank you.
Okay, well, we want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Our Patreon issue last week was all fixed, all handled. So next month, we'll be able to ask the patrons again about the theme, which is fantastic. If you like the show, please consider giving back, patreon.com/gizwiz. Another thing to note, housekeeping-wise with Patreon, is they are turning off the option, I think at the end of this year, for how we bill people. We do it per episode, and they're taking that away, and they're switching everyone to per month. I have not clicked the button to transition us to per episode to per month, but we're being forced to. So, at the end of this month, beginning of 2025, take a look at your pledges, everybody. Just know that that is changing. And if you like the show, please consider supporting us. Gizwiz.tv is our website. Click on the Patreon tab. There's a big old banner that'll take you to our Patreon page, and you can support us there. There's also on that page a little link to support us via PayPal. And there's another way to support us going on, which I really should have brought it up at the beginning of the show because I am so touched. I am amazed. I brought it up last episode. But the goal, the CES fundraiser for 2025 to get us out to CES 2025 has been generously funded. Oh my gosh. It even changed in the middle of the episode, Dickie D. You don't even know. So right now we are 48% of the way to the goal, which is incredible. incredible.
Yes.
I heard there was a shout out on Giz Fizz.
On Giz Fizz, saying that Chad alone made Giz Fizz happen after we left Twit. Mm-hmm. So
thank you. Thank you. So that is going fantastically. Those are all the ways to support us if you want to support us. And thank you. Thank you to everyone who has supported us. And it's just incredible. It's just absolutely the best thing ever. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. If there's ever a schedule change, it'll be at the top of the website, so you can check that out. And also head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website. He writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you're ever needing a link back or a reminder about the gadgets that we cover, gizwiz.biz is the place to do it. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is the game show online where you gotta guess this gadget. This is an entire gadget. We're not tricking you with just a piece or a part of it. So this is all of it. And I think I know what this is. This is the Halloween version. This thing, baby. That is actually just a pumpkin from the top. Look at that. Look, it looks similar. It looks similar, I'm telling you. I think that is an inflatable pumpkin. Sorry to give it away. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. Signed by Dickie D himself. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.